We continue with the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. We now look at South Africa's newest stock exchange, A2X Markets, having made its debut on Friday with three secondary listings and four of the industry's leading brokers on board. Rowan Williams, who's a director at Nitrogen Fund Managers, joins us for this conversation. Welcome, Rowan.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of the first few days? Today marked day two of the new stock exchange.
Yeah, I think it's really a sort of quietish start. We haven't seen too much in the way of news flow. And really, the three stocks that have been listed are not sort of major capitalization stocks in terms of the really biggest stocks listed on the JSE Limited. So I think it'll take some time before we see some real volumes and some real activity on the exchange.
And what do we mean by it'll take some time? Well, what type of turnarounds are we expecting here?
Yeah, so my understanding is, in fact, that in order to retain or meet their license obligations, they did need to start trading at the 6th of October. So this is really sort of a slow start, I guess. It gives them a chance to test their systems, test the processes. It's very technical. There's obviously trade matching and settlement that has to take place in terms of completed trades. And so I guess that they'll run for a period of time. Once they get confident that the systems are working and they can handle larger volumes, they will look to convince more issuers to also come and list on A2X.
Mm.
So I guess that's the big challenge, and I think that could take a period of time. So I think in terms of we have to look at precedents in other markets as well, but it could be sort of at least a year before we still see any real volumes of significance going through the market.
What is expected from the stock exchange at this point? Should it even be seen as somewhat of a competition in the long run for the JSE?
Yeah, certainly it is. I think that's the intention, that it will be competition. What we're seeing is obviously technology has advanced significantly since the JSE set up their system. So A2X is really able to have a significant technical advantage and hence a relative cost advantage, which gives them a very good competitive edge. What they now need is the volume and the, as I said, the issues to move across. So I think it's going to take time to play out, but I think we have seen a little bit in terms of already the JSE having to drop prices in terms of the threat of competition. So that's already had a positive impact.
Mm. What then is to be said about the listings of African Rainbow Capital Investments to A2X? Should this be seen as a draw card? What do you make of the big names that have aligned themselves with A2X?
Yeah, so African Rainbow Capital, they have a shareholding in A2X, actually. It's part of their fund. And so it makes sense, obviously, that one of their investors, shareholders, supports the business and I guess also creates, as you said, a listing and a shareholder of reference. So that is positive. Coronation Fund Managers, I mean, that's pretty interesting as well. That's a large fund manager. Again, as a large owner and buyer of shares, they are obviously incentivized as well for A2X to be a success, because that will lower transaction costs and ultimately the cost to their customers. Peregrine, another interesting one, they have a large broking business, and actually stockbrokers as well have incentive to have competition. They have to deal almost exclusively, essentially, with the JSE in terms of fulfilling trade on behalf of their clients, and having an alternative venue, again, will push down costs and can push down the cost for brokers as well.
Is it about time that South Africa moves towards this trend of not really having just one majorly successful exchange like the JSE, seeing as A2X means that South Africa now has three new stock exchanges?
Yes, I think it is definitely a positive trend. Obviously, the FSB, in terms of actually licensing these three additional exchanges, I think they realize and understand the need for effective competition. And if we've seen in a number of other markets, you've got multiple trading venues and different exchanges that you can choose to trade the same share on. I think that's what we'd like to see in South Africa, obviously. Some of the bigger names, the more liquid names, that we can, as investors, decide where can we get sort of the best price discovery, the best execution, the best settlement, be that the JSE or A2X.
Thank you so much for your time. Rowan Moolims, Director at Nitrogen Fund Managers, speaking to us about the debut of South Africa's newest stock exchange, A2X Markets.